can barely hear it. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We're live right here at Coleman Oktoberfest. Let me tell you something. We got a band back here kicking Danielle. We can barely hear ourselves. But hey, let me tell you something. They're playing some German music, and they mean business. We're actually trying to go live right now on Facebook. Danielle and I, we are going to be the ones speaking tonight here on the Big D Radio Show. Of course, we've got some guests that may be dropping by and speaking with us. We'll just play it by ear and see how it goes, man. It's kind of crowded up here at the Oktoberfest. A lot of festivities going on. I think I seen a pickle eating contest right now at 6:30. So, hey, look, Danielle, that's something that you should do, pickle eating contest.
You're the pickle eater.
Look, I do like pickles. I admit it.
You like them room temperature, then.
Exactly. I don't like a cold pickle, by the way. But I think they have another band coming on. Terry Chevanoff or something like that. I think they're playing 6:30 to 9:30 or 10. They're going to have a Stein hoist with the Steins holding it up in the air. That's going to be a contest. You know, whoever can hold it up the longest without dropping it, they're the winner. I actually seen that a few years ago when I first DJed up here at Coleman Oktoberfest, and it's amazing to watch these big guys. I mean, their arms will drop quickly. Now, you don't think it's really a big deal to hold that Stein out there, the glass Stein, but hey, it gets heavy after a while. Beautiful weather out here in Coleman. I mean, great temperature. We got clear skies. It's crowded out here. We have Freddy Day Catering that's doing some German food right here at the festival.
Melissa.
And we also have the Allsteak. They're doing a dinner for $25 a plate.
We're being told we can only hear the music.
Well, you know, that's what I was kind of afraid of. We're probably getting blasted out. But probably on air, they can probably actually hear us on the air. Yeah, it's loud. And Burgermaster Colonel Coleman is going to be here. He's out walking around also. So we apologize if the music is kind of drowning us out. But hey, let me tell you something. These guys, they've got it turned up. They are not playing around. So look, we have bouncies for the kids out here. If you want to come on up here and have a good time for a few hours, there's all kind of bouncies. Food vendors galore. And they also have plenty of adult beverages. So they've got the German beer up here.
They're serving wine.
And serving wine, which is what Danielle likes all the time. So wine drinker.
Yes, I am.
So, hey, come on out. I mean, it's just a beautiful night. It's the right temperature. It's not hot. It's not too cold. And lots of folks walking around. So it looks like we got the band. They're going to fix the fire up again. And so while you listen to us, you can actually hear some German music in the background. I'm sure it's already blaring past us. But glad that you're tuned in today. Look, we just went through the warehouse district, and we seen the what's it called? The new place.
Maze Food Hall. That is Shane Quick's.
Exactly. So we just kind of took a glance in there as we was walking by. Really looks nice. So if you don't come out here to the warehouse district much, you should. There's plenty of really specialty shops down here, and you can really do some shopping just walking around here. But you need to check out that, and I believe, Danielle, they may have actually several different people in there that serves different food.
There are. There will be a bacon guy. You know, everything's better with bacon.
Exactly.
It does not matter what it is. Love ice cream with bacon.
Oh, yeah. A milkshake with bacon in it. Come on.
Cannot beat bacon. And then I think there's a pizzeria going to be in there, a professional guy who makes his pizzas from scratch.
Okay.
And I'm really not sure. I'm going to try to get with Shane, see if I can get him on the Big D Radio Show. And we'll let him introduce Maze Food Hall to Coleman.
Yeah, because actually when it first began, I actually thought it was going to be a restaurant is what I thought, but I was definitely wrong because I think there's several different ones that's actually set up in there. So it's basically a food hall is what it is, and you have a big variety of different foods that you want to get if you want to go in there.
Well, he has a story. I believe Mace is named after his grandmother. He also has a dog that is May.
Okay.
I had my picture made with her back in
the summer.
Oh, I
remember that.
With
Rock to South tickets.
Rock to South tickets.
Awesome.
Beautiful, beautiful dog.
So, look. Y'all come check it out. It's just a great time. There's lots of people up here walking. And like I said, there's all kind of activities going on, different contests going on, and there's just lots of food vendors up here. So it only happens once a year here in Coleman and everywhere else. Oktoberfest, German festivities. Of course, we are founded by Colonel John G. Coleman, and he was German, so a lot of German people here in Coleman. We appreciate them, and we always enjoy having these great festivities here in Coleman with the Coleman Oktoberfest. I'm telling you what, the weather just really turned out great, Danielle. It's just incredible out here.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is very, very nice. People are walking around everywhere. Our Facebook feed is saying they cannot hear us. All they can hear is the music. We apologize. They can live stream at 95.5 if they choose
exactly.
to.
Yeah, you can just go to Google and do live 95.5. It'll bring up the page. It'll say, listen now. You can click on it, and it'll automatically stream onto your phone.
So let me ask you a question, Dee. How do you think the road work has affected the turnout of here at the Oktoberfest?
Honestly, I doubt it any, because anybody that really enjoys Oktoberfest, they're going to be here no matter what obstacles they have, and I don't think that's going to affect it any at all.
So it started yesterday and goes until Saturday?
Yeah. Several bands playing Saturday night, and of course, our friends Round 2 is going to be here, and I think they start playing at 8:30 or 6:45. And then they have a band, I think, out of Birmingham. They're going to end Oktoberfest. They'll be playing for like an hour, 45 minutes, 2 hours.
I would love to come see them.
Yeah, I've never heard of the band, but evidently they're a very popular band. So, yeah, it should be a really great time on Saturday night. So just lots of music. We have a lot of bands during this activity week. And, man, great food for you to eat. I know usually Busy Bee Cafe, they do something all week on the German food, so.
So I'm being told to do commentary for live Facebook. I know this band is loud. I apologize. I hope that Facebook feed, you guys can hear me somewhat. I know Daryl's across the table from me, so I know that's difficult.
It's just really loud. I mean,
we are under the Fest Hall building. Right here on the edge, right in the middle of everything. So
yes.
It is very loud.
Yeah, maybe we should have went over towards City Hall or something.
Hey, darling. So we have a guest.
We have a guest right here with us.
This is Aaliyah.
Hey, Aaliyah. How are you? I'm Big D.
Okay, hold on just a second. I want you to video that, please.
All right, Aaliyah, if you'll put your headset on, we'll get started so we don't have no dead air time on the radio. How are you?
Good, thank
you. Are you enjoying this, all these activities and
Absolutely.
The loud music? Man, it's a great time up here, you know, every Oktoberfest. So Aaliyah owns the Herb Store, and I think she told me it was in the Stiefelmeyer building, is that correct?
The Stiefelmeyer building, yes, on First Avenue downtown.
So
halfway between Karma's and Berkeley Box.
Exactly. So why don't you tell us maybe some of the items that you sell there?
Well, we specialize in herbs,
okay.
Vitamins, supplements, and basically anything else to support a holistic approach to health and wellness.
Okay. How long have you been in business here in Coleman?
Since 2004.
Wow, so you've been here a long time.
Yes.
So, I mean, how is business right now?
It's great.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I know there's several other stores in Coleman just like yours. And I know there's competition, which competition I always say is good.
Right.
But for you to be in business this long, I mean, that tells me you're doing something right, that's for sure.
Well, when you have a good customer client base that depends on you and relies on your consistency.
Exactly.
They come back because they trust you. So
do you offer any type of gift certificates or anything like that during the holidays?
Yes.
Because I know that's a big thing, but look, I'm not going to go out and shop a lot for a lot of different things. And let me tell you something, 95% of everything I buy is going to be a gift certificate or a gift card.
There
it's just,
go.
I mean,
yes.
It's just huge to do. So
yes, that's a very good go-to gift.
So make sure you come by her shop, get a gift certificate for everybody in the family, all your friends, and let them get healthy. Because
yes.
I'm sure everything that you have is going to get somebody healthy.
It will, and absolutely. You know, we support local artisans that we have soaps, we have salves, we have elderberry syrup, we have many, many things that support local.
So now, are your soaps homemade here locally?
By local goat farmers.
Is that right?
That goat's milk soap, we have clay soap.
I have never tried that, but look, I need to come by
for a free sample of some vitamins that will give you energy.
Look, that's exactly what I need, some energy.
Yes, everybody does. Absolutely. Especially with music like this.
Oh, look, I don't think I can handle dancing 5 minutes to that. I mean, that's kind of fast for me.
I know. Look at those fancy foot moves.
So why don't you tell me some of the things that you have that actually will give you energy? Because I would like to kind of know a list of things that I might could actually use myself.
Well, you know, diet is very important, but for most people who are in a hurry and can't, you know, got to get through the drive-through, got to get
right.
through. That's why we offer supplements to help get you the extra little boost. A lot of B vitamins that are based in many of our supplements. We have some things that will help support your adrenals. A lot of people that are stressed have adrenal stress.
Right.
And you need to get... And you just need to get in line and get corrected. And we actually also have an herbalist on staff.
Okay.
So for people who have some issues they've been having for years and need some extra support, she comes in by appointment. So call and we'll make you an appointment.
So does any of this, which I need, does any of this curb your appetite?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've heard of Garcinia Cambogia, probably popping up on your email every other day. We can't keep that on the shelf. So, yes, that's a good product that helps curb your appetite. You do have to take it 30 minutes before a meal. A lot of people can't remember that, but it also helps you, you know, become conscious of everything that you're eating.
Right.
But, yeah, we have that.
So with any of this, because I know some people, it seems like sometimes when you take some of this, they advise you to drink plenty of water.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good rule of thumb anyway. So,
I guess it's going to give you that full feeling anyway,
yes.
So you won't eat nothing.
And we have some good water filters because you don't just go, you know, throwing on the tap.
All right. So you have one of the screw on that goes on the tap and it will filter it through your tap?
We have that, yes. And we have the countertop filter that filters fluoride, mercury, and many other toxins.
And I actually have one at home. And I'm thinking for all these years, what in the world have I been drinking probably without that filter being
well,
on it? There's no telling.
You know, we adapt and overcome. But we've got the products for those who have adopted and would like to look into a holistic approach to health.
So now, do you have a Facebook page?
We do, yes. It is w.facebook Natural Health Store.
Natural
Coleman.
Health Store.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a website, or do you mainly just try to do your Facebook?
Facebook right now. The website's in maintenance.
Well, I can tell you, I also own a DJ entertainment business and been doing it for 31 years. And what I have found myself is that I have done away with the websites.
Well, they want, every time you turn around, it's, you know, got to have $600 to keep your
right.
Own.
Exactly. Well, yeah.
So if you can't maintain it yourself, then you just, you know, that
exactly.
Hands to somebody else. But.
And the thing about it right now, the kingpin is Facebook. And Facebook is, you know, we don't know how long it's going to be there.
Right.
But right now, it has a strong hold. And really, that's the only way that you need to advertise.
Russians are doing it.
Well, look, hey, if the Russians do it, we all do it, don't we? And it's just a great source, you know, for advertising.
Right,
and, you
right.
know, we do What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page where we promote small business owners. And I tell you, I started that out as a joke.
Yeah.
And it kind of blew up on me. And now, you know, with me advertising probably 70 or 80 businesses over 3 years here in Coleman, you know, for me to look at my page and to see that I have 1 to 2 million hits every month,
right?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, just
yeah.
for the Coleman area. But we've expanded our viewers and the people that follow the page all the way from Tennessee, Birmingham, Montgomery. It's unbelievable how many people follow the Coleman page that's 100 miles away.
Yeah. I mean, it's just publicity.
So. It is. So it's just a great tool.
Yeah.
So hours of operation. Tell us when you're open.
Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 1.
10 to 1 on
yes.
Saturdays.
Most of that district isn't open on Monday, so we just kind of
that's time of day. Sit home.
Yeah, we're a small town, old-fashioned business that supports local, and we love our customers.
Exactly.
So.
I always love customers. I always want them to come back.
Yes.
Well, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate it. Come back anytime you want to on a Thursday night and hang out with us, and we'll talk about your store.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Aaliyah with the Herb Store. She's located in the Stiefelmeyer Building right here in Coleman. A great store, been in business for 13 years. So I kind of tell you, she's definitely doing something right. And we're going to take a break. All right. We are going to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment on the Mini Radio Show. We'll see you in just a moment.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Hey, Coleman, it's October. That means it's time for Coleman's Oktoberfest. Come check it out Wednesday, October the 4th through Sunday, October the 8th, and come celebrate our German heritage. The 5 days of activities for the whole family are taking place right in the middle of Coleman at the Coleman Fest Hall Marketplace. Oktoberfest 2017 features a car show, arts and crafts, kids area, 5K and 10K runs, German food, music, dancing, of course, the famous beer garden, and even on select days, you got it. Live 95 is going to be broadcasting live. Come by and see us. This year's entertainment schedule is even better, including Jerry Cavanaugh and the Alpine Express, who's providing your genuine German entertainment on most weeknights. Then on Friday and Saturday, check out this lineup. Beatles cover band performs Friday evening at 6:15, known as the Beatlets, followed by the area's own Overtones at 8:15, and wrapping up the night, country music star Riley Green takes the stage at 10:15. Saturday features country band Countrywide at 6:15, followed by a local group, Round 2, at 8:15, and Flyby Radio will wrap things up on Saturday night, taking the stage at 10 o'clock. Sunday will feature the Cotton Pickin' Kids at 1:30, followed by Roy Crawford and his Coleman County Bluegrass Group, and Three on a String will wrap up Oktoberfest 2017, starting at 3:30 on Sunday. To get the full schedule and more information on the events taking place downtown, visit Facebook.com, the Coleman Oktoberfest page there, or visit ColemanOktoberfest.com. Coleman Oktoberfest 2017, a Coleman tradition.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95kullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95kullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Kullman's independent radio.
You ready? Y'all okay?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Saw you stretched out in room 1009.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. We're live right here, Kullman Oktoberfest. And look, a lot of things going on. With me, guest, go ahead, tell them who you are.
I'm Ella Abbott.
Ella Abbott. So Ella's dad is Tim Collins that does Kullman Today Facebook page. And so Ella's come to hang out with Big D tonight. And look, we're just going to talk about the Oktoberfest. So Ella, do you think it's pretty crowded up here tonight?
I mean, there's like at least 580 people.
At least. And look, they are eating some food, aren't they?
A lot.
Oh, my goodness. Look, the food smells so good. I don't know if you've eaten yet, but I'm starting to get hungry.
Not yet, but it smells like crispy chicken tenders.
Crispy chicken tenders. Hey, look, a few months back, me and Ella hung out at Denny's up on 157 and had a kind of a late-night meal that night. But now, look, we may eat some German food here in a little bit, maybe grab some Kool-Aid or something, see what they have.
Yeah, Kool-Aid, maybe some lemonade.
Yes, I love lemonade.
Funnel cakes for sure, yeah.
Don't you love all that powdered sugar on top of that funnel cake? Oh, it's so good. So, Ella, you was telling me earlier that you were over here on the bouncy houses. So how many bouncy houses do they have over there?
Well, as I can see, well, one's covered up right now, but there's five.
Five bouncy houses. So was there a lot of kids over there playing?
Yes, a lot.
A lot of kids playing.
Most of them, 5 to 10 people, I would say.
Okay. And look, I seen the guy with the carriage that had the horses going through the streets a while ago.
I bet he gets paid good money after Oktoberfest.
I bet he does.
Millionaire.
And look, did you see the carriage, how pretty it was? And the black horses, just gorgeous. So, yeah, I mean, that's something fun for the folks to do when they come up here to the Oktoberfest, is to ride the carriage.
Because it's a nice, cool night, and just riding through the streets looking at...
Exactly. That's what I was telling everybody. I said, this is the perfect weather to come out here and have fun. It's not hot. It's not cold. It's just the perfect temperature to bring your friends and family out, have a good time, listen to this German music. Do you like this German music over here?
It's awesome. It makes me kind of want to tap dance.
Well, look, I might join you.
Yeah.
I think I'd be a good tap dancer. You never know. So, Ella, why don't you tell everybody where you go to school at?
I go to West Elementary.
West Elementary, and that's a cool little school. My youngest daughter went there for several years, so that is really a cool school, Wes. Do you like it over there?
I love it. It's awesome. Best teachers.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, having a great teacher is always a good thing to do.
I have Miss Darnell and Groby. Miss Groby.
Okay, cool. So she's a nice teacher.
Very nice.
Shout out to her then. So what do you have planned for the rest of the evening?
We'll probably get a funnel cake, jump in more bouncy houses, and dance to some of this music.
Oh, man, this is some great music. So is Dad Tim covering this tonight, or is he out doing some other news things?
I'm not sure, but wherever there's Tim Collins, there's going to be a Kullman Today video.
Well, there you go. He's going to have a video. And I know it probably takes a little time to get to edit it and get it all ready.
I'm like, how do you do this? And he's like, it's kind of complicated to explain.
So, look, when I first met you, Ella, probably 2 years ago, your mom had actually interviewed me on What's Happening in Kullman Facebook page, and that was the first night that I met you, and you actually interviewed me also.
Yeah, it was awesome. So
you help mom sometimes go out and interview folks?
Mm-hmm. I'm a little camera person.
You're the camera person. So you take all the videos while you're with mom. That's cool. I mean, it's like you're busy all the time. You all the time have something going on.
I'm like, am I getting paid for this?
Hey, look, my allowance needs to be better, okay? Come on. You got to step it up with the allowance.
We're only on stage one. We need to go up to five. Come on, people. There we go.
It's all about the money. Hey, look, I love money. I know you do, too. So, hey, look, I think they're really getting on this music, man.
Yeah.
Is there anybody up there dancing, by the way, Ella? Have you seen anybody dancing yet?
I see like a gazillion people up there watching, but
nobody's dancing yet.
Well, there's at least 10 people, I would say, 5 people up there dancing.
Give them time. Give them time. They'll drink some more Kool-Aid and they'll be up there dancing.
Come on, people. Stop watching. Just get up there. Join the party. Don't be shy.
Look, Ella, there's one thing about me and you. We're never shy.
Never. We're just going to go up there and tap dance, show them how it's done.
Hey, look, that's probably what we need to do, and probably everybody would join us then.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Do a little wind around Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Hey, do a little party train around, yeah, party train around the warehouse district. Me and Ella will lead it, and everybody can follow us.
Yep.
Well, that's so cool, and I think we've actually got more people coming the later that it's getting. And I think everything is going to, like, I don't know, maybe 9, 10 o'clock tonight.
And, hopefully not 12.
No, not 12. Not on a Thursday night. But I think Saturday night is the really big night. They're going to have several bands up here and lots of events. So everybody needs to come out on Saturday and bring their friends and family, enjoy all the bands. I think the last band, they're out of Birmingham, Alabama, I believe, and they're a really good band. So.
Yeah, so they're coming far away. So come on, people, Saturday night. This is your big night to shine.
That's right. Big night. There's going to be lots of people here. I guarantee you it's probably going to be standing room only. There's going to be so many people here. And like we know, this only comes one week out of the year, which is October. And everybody loves to celebrate Oktoberfest. So,
kind of like the fair, but this is way better.
Exactly, it is. And look, Ella, I didn't even go to the fair this year. What's up with that?
Well, I can't believe.
I know, I can't believe I didn't go. So did you go? Did you go once or twice? You went twice?
Yeah.
So did you ride the rides both times?
One time I rode rides, and the next time I played games. But, of course, I didn't win anything.
Yeah, that always makes you mad, don't it? Let me win something. If I'm going to sit here and give you my money, you better let me win something.
Maybe bribe and be like, "Ooh, I'll give you $20 just to give me that stuffed panda."
Yeah, and I want it right now. And here's your 20. Hand it to me.
Yeah, come on.
Well, look, Ella, thank you so much for being on the Big D Radio Show. Let's get your mom to bring you back up in studio sometimes and let you sit in with us, and we'll talk about some different things. We'll talk about the condos that y'all rent out, and we'll talk about TNT auto sales and how you can buy a car. We'll talk about Coleman Today Facebook page. Look, y'all just got a lot going on, don't you?
Well, thank you for letting me be on here. I've had a lot of fun, and it's been a pleasure being with you.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you with us, Ella. So we're going to go to a commercial break. And we'll be back in just a moment on the Big D Radio Show.
Have a good night,
right,
y'all.
Here on Coleman Oktoberfest. We'll be back in just a moment.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for.
fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
She would never say where she came from.
Yesterday. Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. With me, Marvelous Melvin Hasten, Cullman attorney. We're hanging out here at the Cullman Oktoberfest, listening to the German music, but yet we have not had an adult beverage yet. So
have not had one. Ain't that crazy?
Look, I think we need to catch up and at least get one.
I almost sit up there by the beer tent. I can't believe you didn't have it sit up by the beer tent.
I know. But look, let me tell you something. I bet they're selling some beer tonight.
There's a line. Yes, there's a line up there.
So. I think last year I come up here, and it literally took you 30 minutes to get a beer.
Well, look at the mugs. I mean, the mugs are unbelievable.
And I think they have a special edition for sale this year, 2017. I don't know. They're $8, $9, $10, so you can actually buy them and carry them home with you. But, yeah, I mean, everybody that I've looked at, they all have one.
Everybody has one. I'm going to go find the non-alcoholic beer.
Well, there you go. You know, I've never been a big beer drinker anyway, but is a non-alcoholic taste about the same?
I don't know. I've never tasted one.
I can remember years back that my dad used to drink some non-alcoholic beer, and I'm like, what's the point?
Is it Old Duels or something like that?
Yeah, man.
Hey, I know I've had some people that had, and they had issues with drinking. They had drinking problems, and they loved the taste of it. That's what they drink. They'd go buy.
Okay.
Six packs of Old Duels. Yeah.
So
back in my younger days, when we'd play poker and stuff.
Yeah.
We had one guy. We always felt bad about it because we'd drink a couple of beers while we was doing it. He'd have his Old Duels there drinking it because he had issues with drinking.
Well, look, how cool would it be if your other partners playing poker drank real beer, they're drunk, and you're still straight.
Exactly.
But don't tell them, though. Look, I got the fake beer over here I'm drinking.
Probably a lot smarter than we are.
So, Melvin, have you had a good time up here at the Cullman Oktoberfest so far?
It is. It's a... I'm glad it's still big. You know, I always wonder, is it just dwindling down? But when you come up here tonight, there's a lot of people out here. This weekend, man, it'd be packed full, I'm sure. So.
But I think several years ago, it actually ran Monday through Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Maybe as far as the festivities here.
Yeah.
But now I think it's kind of went from Wednesday through Saturday now.
Yeah. Well, it's fun. It's good.
And supposedly, I guess, Saturday is the really big event. They've got several bands that's going to be here. So it's just going to be an all-day, all-night, huge event.
Yeah, I think what the Wallace State Singers, the jazz band, then they got other different bands playing, got a car show. I just looking up at the activities. It's got a lot of stuff. So.
Yeah, so we'll actually be here tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we're going to have the Cosmic Sound Mazda Miata in the car show. So.
Oh, that's cool. So the car show is tomorrow or Saturday?
Tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, tomorrow, 5 to 9. So, of course, we know we're not going to win any kind of prize, but we're just going to advertise Cosmic Sound and let everybody see the cute little bright car
it
that you can't miss.
It is a cool little car. You may be surprised. You may win first prize. Is it best? I don't know what it's called.
Best all around or something?
Best all around. I guess that's what it is. Can't come out. Sound like I've had a couple of beers. Get my words all tangled up. Yeah, best all around.
Yeah, I think you've been hanging around Tommy Drake.
Yes. I went up there to find him, and I couldn't find him in the beer vats. So
yeah, Tommy Drake is up here. He's hanging out. He spoke with us earlier and kind of dwindled off to the beer tent. We haven't seen him since.
He wasn't interested.
So he is around here somewhere. And actually, I can't believe that I have not seen a lot of people that I actually know. But wow, there's a lot of people out here.
There's a lot. And there's a lot of Coleman people. I wonder how many people come in from, like, other towns and stuff.
I would think a good bit.
Yeah.
And so here we actually have a little thing right here. Actually, this band, evidently, they're going to be playing until 10 o'clock tonight. So that's kind of when everything will end. 8:30 p.m., a Stein Hoist contest. Melvin, I don't know if you've ever seen that.
I don't know what that is.
All right, so this is what they do. They have an empty glass stein, and they have to hold it up and out from their body. The last man standing that still has his arm up wins.
Lord of mine.
So let me tell you something. To watch these big men and watch their arms start trembling and they just can't do it anymore, it's funny. Because you never know how long you can hold that up. And usually it's a few minutes.
Yeah.
But I've seen some big guys do it before here.
Yes.
And their arms were like noodles and they just fell.
Yes.
And that poor last guy, he ain't moving. Hey, he wants to win.
They have a paper plane contest right now going on somewhere, don't they? I see
it
at 7 o'clock.
It was like, yeah, I think so, 8:30.
I can't even make paper planes. I was trying to show my kids how to do it. It's embarrassing because we used to make them to school all the time and get paddled for it. I couldn't win one now. I couldn't even make one.
Oh, that's me. Look, tomorrow from 10:30 until whenever, they're going to have Freddie Day Catering back here again. And from 11:30 to 1:30, Wolfgang Moritz, German music. 3 to 6 p.m., Carrie Cavanaugh and Alpine Express, which I think is playing right now. At 3:30 to midnight, they're going to have the Alabama Craft Beer Garden. They're going to have some children's activities in the parking lot from 4 to 10 p.m. They got bounces and all kind of other stuff. Christ Lutheran Church, German dinner at the church from 5 to 7 tomorrow night. They're going to have ghost stories at 6 o'clock. Pickle eating contest.
Pickle eat.
Melvin, tell me how many pickles you can eat.
Not very many. My beautiful wife sitting here, she should probably be handling it. I'm trying to remember when she was pregnant. Did you like pickles? Did you like pickles when you were pregnant? You know, pregnant women eat.
That's what
stuff,
I thought.
Crazy stuff. I think she might have cravings. So she might can.
Look, I
put a jar down.
I would think that would be like a 5-minute contest at least. And man, you better start chomping.
Oh, it'd be rough. Can you imagine?
And at 8:15 to 10 o'clock tomorrow night, the Overtones, the band's going to be here playing. And Riley Green from Rock the South is going to be here tomorrow night from 10:15 to midnight. So that's going to be good for everybody to come out and see. And like I said, and Saturday is just crazy with everything. It is. It's just crazy. With the top band, Fly By Radio, I think they're out of Birmingham. So they will be ending Oktoberfest. And I believe that's actually going to be from 10 p.m. until midnight when they're actually played. My friends, Round 2 is going to be playing from 8:15 to 9:45 on Saturday night. Look, they have a cornhole tournament at Goat Island Brewery. That should be fun. Just all kind of stuff. I mean, you have got to bring your family up here and hang out and enjoy all of this.
Somebody's got to eat the bratwurst, don't they? The bratwurst eating contest, when is that? 12:30 p.m.?
12:30 p.m.
Saturday.
Don't you know?
That'd be worse than a hot dog eating contest.
Yes, yes. Because those things are probably really big.
Yes.
And you know what? I think last year I actually watched it on YouTube when it was here. And I think the gentleman ate 4.5, I think. 4.5 to 5. Because it was like a 5-minute time limit. And look, let me tell you something. They had some big guys here. Yeah. Really big guys. And I'm thinking, these big guys is going to... Oh, no. They ate like 2 and they were out in 5 minutes. But I just can't imagine eating that much. Holy smoke. So, yeah. Hey, look, these guys, they are jamming out on German music.
And it's like a four-piece band, really, isn't that what it is? I think there were two trumpets and a saxophone and... Well, there's a drummer too. I guess it's a five piece.
What
band.
What is that one thing called?
I know.
I hate to say it.
I know.
I forgot what it's called. It's the piano.
It ain't an accordion.
Yeah, exactly. Something like it.
Something like an accordion.
So look, I need to study up on this if I'm going to talk about it.
You could probably take pictures with your phone and ask Google what it is. I can't tell you what it is.
Well, you know what? Evidently, he's playing it well, though.
Yes.
But let me tell you something. They have been jamming ever since I have been sitting here. It's just fast, upbeat music.
And got kids and all kinds of adults out there dancing, all different ages. Did you see there's a couple of men ago that were doing all kinds of swing dancing stuff?
I have not seen that.
Angelina's here.
But yeah, these guys, they're going to be rocking for a while.
Yeah, and they're out in the crowd playing. This one guy has got his, that is not a tuba, I believe that may be a baritone. I can't remember my instruments, but he's out playing in the crowd. There's a saxophone playing in the crowd.
Well, we definitely need somebody from a band to be up here to tell us. What in the world are all these instruments? But I know this band, they're up here every single year for the Coleman Oktoberfest, and I believe they actually play two or three different days during each activity up here every week. So evidently they are a true German band, and Coleman loves them because they play up here several nights a week every single year. So we hope that you are enjoying this background music that we have. Now, I know earlier we're just kind of covering this up while we were trying to talk because they were really jamming. So anything going on in the crazy world of law?
A few things.
A few things we don't want to talk about because it's not understanding the law. But look, hey, bring your families up here, and it's not too late. You can come up here and enjoy some of this food and enjoy a German beverage and
enter that. I wonder how much the contest. They probably don't charge anything.
No, I don't think they don't charge anything.
So if somebody's brave enough to get a suck down about four or five bratwurst.
Yes, I would love to watch. By the way.
Oh.
I would sit there and probably just rub my stomach while I'm sitting here watching this guy probably getting sick.
Oh, Lordy.
But, yeah, I think the pickle-eating contest was at 6:30, and I hate that I missed it because I know somebody ate a lot of pickles. So don't forget, folks, this is going on until about 10 p.m. tonight right here in downtown Coleman. And so bring the family up here, and, man, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy it. They still have music going on. You can get you a beer. And look, you can get some of this great food also.
Freddy Day Catering.
So I guess Freddy Day does a lot of catering in the Coleman area.
He does all kinds of stuff. Kiwanis. He does stuff for the Bar Association. We have dinners. He's at St. John's pretty well every day doing something.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Yes, we get man fried cat. He gets some of the best fried catfish and stuff. And chicken and pork chops and meatloaf, he does. It's unbelievable. So.
Of course, I've heard of him, but I didn't know if he was based out of Coleman or not.
Yes, old Freddy's always been here in Coleman, does a good job. He caters a lot of stuff. So we need to get him. Maybe you can get him over to one at some point and ask him how much food he's went through. I bet it's unbelievable.
You know.
Because I seen a long line a minute ago. There ain't no telling how much he's cooked to do this.
And really, I haven't even looked at the menu yet. I don't even know what all he served here tonight.
I bet it's German food.
I bet it is, too.
It is potato salad. I've seen that. It is sauerkraut. I've seen that. I know that. And it's cabbage, boiled cabbage.
Yes, I love boiled cabbage, by the way.
Some kind of bratwurst type of sausage, smoked sausage stuff. I don't know. I know he's got that, and I don't know what it. There's another meat. I can't remember what it is.
But look, we're probably, you know, a good 80 feet from it, and oh my, it smells so good. It's just unbelievable.
And the line is forming again.
When I first got here, the line was just blowed out, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting in that line. I'll just have to wait a little bit. But hey, look, the line's been going all night long, so that tells me it is some absolutely delicious food up there. Now, granted, they do have different food vendors across the street here. We've got funnel cakes and lemonade, and so we got lots of people set up with the food vendors. We have the bouncy houses for the kids. And really, I don't know all of the other activities that they have for the kids, but I know it's a lot. Coleman really goes all out for Oktoberfest and does so much. So if you're a car enthusiast, you need to make sure you come up here tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. I believe the cars are actually going to be lined up maybe in front of all of the stores right here in the warehouse district. So they're going to be lined up so you can just walk through, see all the cars, check out the Cosmic Sound Mazda Miata. We have a vehicle wrap put on it by Creative Design down in Johnson's Crossing. And, hey, look, also I wanted to mention Cutting Edge Collectibles. Ben Bernard, he's going to be closing his store October the 31st. He has got so many neat items, memorabilia, sports memorabilia, movie memorabilia.
It'll take you back to your childhood days.
Let me tell you something. He's got so much neat stuff in that store. Been in business for so many years. Right there at the red light to the entrance of Sportsman's Lake, next door to Decoralicious. So Ben has decided to go into another direction in life and has decided that he's going to go ahead and close the store up. So now is the time to go by there. And because I'm sure you're going to find some great bargains.
Now, he did have a phone booth in there. Did he sell it? He did have
I
one of the old phones.
I think he did, because I always looked at it every time I went in there. I mean, it's just the neatest thing.
And he had the full armor suit. Does he still have it? I wonder.
Yes, he does.
It'd be a knight. The full, it's the real deal.
Yeah, it is.
Full armor suit.
Full-size arcade games from the 80s.
Yes.
He had several of those in there. Lots of Star Wars memorabilia, the Star Wars figurines still in the box. It's unbelievable. So make sure you go by, see my friend Ben at Cutting Edge Collectibles. October 31st is going to be the last day, so go in, check out those bargains that he has. Bye, bye, bye. Hey, look, I also want to say congratulations to my friend Lucy. She is the manager of Carlton's Italian Restaurant. She had a baby girl today.
Oh, okay.
Had a picture on Facebook, and she was adorable. And Danielle's trying to tell me something. We're going to go to break. Melvin, we're going to take a break real quick. And you're listening to the Big D Radio Show. We're live right here in downtown Coleman at Coleman Oktoberfest. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better. Whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Hey, it's Big D. We are back right here on the Big D Radio Show live here in Coleman at the Coleman Oktoberfest. Lots of activities going on, as we've been telling you over the last hour. Danielle, let me tell you something. I smell that food. It smells incredible.
You ready to go eat, hon?
Hey, look, I am ready to eat after the show is over. It's just, And look, they have had a line for the entire time that we've been here, so that's telling me that it's really good food. We've had a lot of people up here tonight. If you have not made it up here, you've missed a good time. But don't forget, it also goes on tomorrow and Saturday. Saturday going to be a big day, but of course Friday is too tomorrow. We're going to have the big car show up here. So there's going to be a lot of really neat cars. If you want to bring your family, bring your kids up here and let them see all the neat cars of all the people in Coleman that has these really nice cars. I mean, it's really a delight to see all these.
So let me do a shout out for the car show. We're putting the Cosmic Sound / What's Happening in Coleman Miata, Daryl's 93 Miata. It's going to be in. It doesn't cost anything to enter into the car show. So if you have a car that you want to show, you just bring it at 445 on the side street, which is Lee Street. And then you register, you get your number, and then they'll tell you where to park.
Excellent. And of course, they're going to have bands here tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. We will have the beer tent going all night, and we will have some more bands up here playing also. This particular band right here has actually played several nights this week, and they're just a great band. And they play up here every single year at the Coleman Oktoberfest, and they'll usually play two or three times. So as you can hear behind me, they just have the crowd going back here. And
they've sang a little gospel.
Yes, I mean, they have really entertained the folks of Coleman tonight. So it's been a treat to listen to them. And but of course, Saturday night we're going to have a wide variety of bands. Our friends Round Two is going to be playing, and then we're going to have the band out of Birmingham that's going to be playing from around 10 p.m. to midnight Saturday night. So it's really going to be a great time. I mean, I know this place is going to be standing room only. It's going to be so packed up here. But you need to be part of the event to come by, hang out, eat some of this German food, buy you one of these 2017 Oktoberfest glass beer steins that they have. You can actually buy one to carry home with you, and you can fill it full of German beverage.
You can buy your first beer for $5, keep okay. your stein all weekend, and refill that beer for $5.
And that's when you purchasing that stein.
Mm-hmm, right.
So looking, $5, that's a great price. Because let me tell you something, when they fill that stein up, it's full.
It's like huge.
It is. It's huge. So you will definitely enjoy that that beverage, and it may take you a few minutes to get it drunk too, because there's just a lot in it. But I'm sure there are several different kinds that you can purchase here. And like I said, I think Busy Bee Cafe they're doing a German thing all week with their food. And of course, Freddie Day is going to be up here all week going through Saturday. Just a great catering company here out of Coleman. And look, we're just going to have some great bands up here. Listen to this music up here. I mean, it's really incredible. The band has a really great beat. And actually, they're playing a little rock and roll right now, it sounds like. So, and the crowd is just having a great time listening to this band. So it's not too late to come up here if you want to swing by for a few minutes and check out Coleman Oktoberfest. We're right here in downtown Coleman at Fest Hall. Plenty of parking around town right here. You can just walk a block or two and be here. And come by and say hi to us right here at Live 95.5. We're right here by the band and doing our commentary, having fun. You can drop by and see Danielle. Come by, see me, Big D. Say hello. Love to see everybody come by. We've been broadcasting up here all day, so it's really been great for Live 95 to be part of Coleman Oktoberfest. We always have a good time with all of the Coleman events that we have here in Coleman. And so it sounds like the German band is playing Happy, Happy, Happy. So, hey, look, and I'm telling you, Danielle, they really sound good. I mean, no doubt. They have had folks up there dancing, and everybody is enjoying that fast beat of music. And look, as we sit around, we're right here at the by the street, and you can turn around and see, like, I don't know, 100 people eating this food. Now, let me tell you something. Every one of them is enjoying it because their forks are going wide open. So, come by here and check it out tonight if you can. If not, come by tomorrow night, Saturday night. We have a board up here that's got all of the events that you can read right here at the Fest Hall that'll tell you the times of what everything's going on, not only right here at the Fest Hall, but right here in this area that is dealing with the Oktoberfest. A lot of contests going on, a lot of bands, a lot of food, a lot of fun. I mean, this is an adult atmosphere, and to bring your kids, you know, it's a family atmosphere. There's just a lot of things for the kids to do here at Coleman Oktoberfest. So there's no doubt you're going to have a good time. And then, you know, the bad thing is it's just a short amount of time. So it's going to be ending Saturday. So we got two more great days of Coleman Oktoberfest going on that you can come up here and enjoy yourself, relax, don't worry about anything. Just come up here and have a good time. And let's enjoy this German festival that we have. Of course, you know, because we are founded by Colonel John G. Coleman. And, of course, he's of German descent and brought his family here. And lots of folks, you know, from the German descent lives in Coleman. And we just appreciate that. And we have such a good time here in Coleman. So it's awesome. So make sure you come by here and enjoy this while you can. Here comes Melvin Hastings. All right, look, we're gonna go ahead and go for another minute or two, and we're actually gonna talk to. Let me get his headset. Some. We're actually gonna talk to Freddie Day from Freddie Day Catering, and let me tell you something. He is serving up some good food right here at the Coleman Oktoberfest. Freddie, tell me, have you been cooking a lot of food today, brother?
We've been cooking all week. We've been cooking all week long. We started Monday. Been here since Monday, and. Seems like it's pretty good. Everybody seems to like it. We've had repeat customers come back today from last night, so that's good.
It is.
So everything's going good. The festivities are great, and everybody's having a good time.
That's all. You know, we actually got here about 6:15, and I was about to get in line, and I went, I think I'll wait. That line was so long.
Well, we like to see that.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do.
But we're enjoying it and enjoying watching people come in, have a good time, and trying to feed everybody. We actually ran out of food last night.
Did you really?
And so hopefully that won't happen tonight.
So now, are you going to be here tomorrow night and Saturday night in the very same place right at the festival?
Yes, actually, we'll be here through Sunday.
Through Sunday, okay.
We'll stay until Sunday afternoon.
So what times are you going to start serving food tomorrow and Saturday and Sunday?
We start about 10:30, and usually about 2 o'clock things slow down. We go back to my place, regroup, get everything ready, come back about 4:30 and start back and serve until we run out or everybody goes home.
So why don't we let the Coleman listeners know exactly how long have you been in business here in Coleman?
Well, this started out as a hobby, kind of, and I've been actually doing this, my own business, for about 3 years. And we do catering for almost anything. We do Kiwanis and Rotary each week. We do St. Paul's School twice a week. We do weddings, family reunions, class reunions, Christmas parties. We're already booking Christmas already. We do on holidays, we do butts and ribs, and also Thanksgiving, turkeys and hams, and Christmas and all. So I think I went back last year and looked. We did about 240 caterings last year.
Wow.
So this part-time started into
it's full-time plus some.
But it's fun. You know, I thought retirement was a little bit different than this, but it's been fun. We enjoy doing it.
You know, Freddie, if you really do a job that you really love, it's really not a job.
Yeah, you know, you get up 5 o'clock, and but it's you're ready to go.
Exactly.
It makes you sleep good at night.
It does. And, you know, and your food is so good. I know that's why you've been in business so long. I mean, your great product speaks for itself.
Well, we appreciate that, and we have a lot of repeat customers, and that's good. And we'll feed any group, a group of four or 10,000. It doesn't matter. We'll feed whatever it is. We just did the barbecue and blues out at Bernard.
Just a few weeks ago.
Yep, did it, and enjoyed doing that. That was the first time we that's the first time they'd done it, and right. So we got to do the barbecue for it, so it was fun. Had a good time, and I think everything went well.
That's awesome. Well, we've been speaking with Freddie Day, owner of Freddie Day Catering. He's right here at the Coleman Oktoberfest, and he's going to be here through Sunday. So make sure you bring your friends, family, come up here and get a delicious plate of food. And if you're like me, you need to let it settle, and then you come back in an hour, and you get another plate.
Well, I said that.
Freddie, I appreciate you being on the Big D Radio Show. Thank you so much.
Enjoy it. Thanks.
Well, we're about to wrap up the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5. Thanks for being tuned in, and you can check me out next Tuesday on Understanding the Law with Coleman attorney Melvin Hastings, and then we will be back in studio next Thursday with Live 95.5. For Danielle, this is Big D of the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and God bless America. We'll catch you next time.